duper.
That's nice.
That's awesome.
Way to go. Neato, gang.
Who sent you cowards on a bitch?
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
The number's the same. 1-877-332-8255. If you want to join the conversation, Bugs and Hugs every Friday, 10 o'clock, one full hour, your opportunity to let us know what's bugging you. And Doug from Arcola sent a text in right after my chat this morning off the top of the show with Francois-Philippe Champagne. So Canada's Minister of Finance was our first guest at 8:30. Doug was bugged. Doug in Arcola says, you know, your interview with Champagne makes it very clear. He is just total, I'd have to beep it if I said it, BS. Let's put it that way. Doug goes on to say, we're into year two of Chinese tariffs on canola. Nothing's being done. And Doug goes on to be critical of our premier as well. He feels like Scott Moe has hit the snooze button, and I have no appreciation for his position with Carney. Doug, thanks for starting us off with a bug today. Here on Bugs and Hugs, 1-877-332-8255. We've had so many conversations that has got people bugged that some of these conversations actually carry over from last hour. In fact, Perry's been so patient. Thanks for hanging on, Perry from Osler. You've got a hug and a bug. I feel like I could predict what they are, but I want to hear you say it. What is it, Perry?
Well, I got a hug for Donald Trump again, and I have a bug. We never get to the real core issue of the story, and in a way people are misled. Now, I'll take Trump and telling off that reporter. He was totally justified in doing that and should have done it. First of all, he was talking about a $26 trillion trade deal, and a leader from Saudi Arabia standing there. They were working on a totally different issue. And then she brings up this Epstein hoax. Now, to understand what's going on with that is he's wanted those files released forever. But first they couldn't find them. They wouldn't hand them over. Now they want to redact half of it, but only leaving his name in there to smear him. And the bill he has signed right now says they can be released, but the unredacted part. So now the DOJ said they're never going to do that, so they're never going to be released. But people don't hear this side of the story. Now, the part when he said her behavior is a horrible person.
Yeah.
Well, I helped a young guy who wanted to run for government, so I helped him door knock and everything. Last asked him, why are you not a liberal? You're a lawyer just out of university. And he said, well, I work down in Ottawa as a page. And he says, that's where you learn a lot. So a page is a person who runs every political office, can ask him to get legal documents.
Yeah, reports and whatever, yep.
Yeah, so he said, you go, the NDPs would ask for something. He'd come in their office. He said, every time you go in their office, it's like you just entered a funeral. He said, you go into a liberal's office, all they do all day long is walk around, swear, cuss, and yell. He walked into the conservative's office and everybody's happy and upbeat. So that's why he's a conservative.
So Perry, sorry, I'm going to jump in because my lines are packed here today, but I appreciate, I can probably count on you weekly to send a hug out to Donald Trump, which in turn then drives people to the phones to send, you know, their thoughts on it as well. But I appreciate you giving us a call. 1-877-332-8255. I want to keep trucking along. We got a lot of people calling in today. In fact, no sooner did I tell you Conspiracy Kevin was texting me pictures of his Christmas decorations. Now he's worked up and bugged. Kev, thanks for calling in.
You have no idea how bugged I am. You know, I'm bugged by the tax increase, obviously, and more so by the use of terroristic bullying tactics. tactics, of threats, of this is the only way we can maintain your services, you know, services that we don't actually have, and any that we do have, they tax us separately for God's sakes, you know. It's gotten beyond control. You know, I got to agree with the guy who has more than once been disparaging, insulting, and ignorant towards me, who is, you know, self-absorbed and has his own misplaced, pompous, arrogant belief in his greatness, Ari, that this is a time for a call to action. This is a time for citizens to get involved, demand accountability, demand that we start not taking away my services that I don't have and I'm taxed separately for, but we start making them accountable for their wages.
1-877-332-8255. Sorry, Kevin, I didn't mean to cut you off. You were still anything else on the tax increase?
It's time for citizens to actually revolt. It's time to go to City Hall.
And so the budget is going to be played out mid-December. I think December 15th it kicks off. We often don't get a lot of people down there, Kevin, because it's the middle of the day and a lot of people are working. So the people that probably should go and want to go often can't go, can't get away from work.
Well, you know, I'm not the guy that normally gets really involved in organizing, but maybe it's time I do start. Maybe me and Harry should make amends to one another, you know, over the years, how much he's disparaged me.
I didn't know you guys had a war going.
Well, he's insulted me so many times, it's uncountable. But anyways, maybe me and him should get together and we should organize a citizen's demand. I don't want to use the word revolt because I don't like it, but demand that this changes because it's not sustainable.
Always appreciate.
We're going to chase our elderly, myself, out of our own homes.
You're not elderly, Kev.
I'm getting there, brother.
I always appreciate your calls and your texts, Kevin. Thanks so much. And by the way, the Christmas decorations look great. So there, you know, you hear the one side of conspiracy, Kevin. He gets worked up and angry, and I always appreciate hearing his rant. But I also know that there is a softer side there. And the Christmas decorations look great. Thanks for the picture. 1-877-332-8255. We'll keep going. Bugs and Hugs continues. I'm going to go to Ken in Saskatoon next. Happy Friday, Ken. Thanks for calling in. What's got you bugged?
Well, I'm getting used to politicians lying to me. And here's a great example right off of your CKOM.com website. There's your plug for you. this is about the homelessness levy. Okay, so the mayor block spoke openly about a levy on your show.
She did on our show, yeah.
Yeah. There was a survey that quietly tested the willingness to pay for one and the amounts, and the administration is now insisting that no such levy ever existed. These cannot all be true at the same time, all right? It's absolutely a contradiction. And you have to – I have personal experience with dealing with the city. About 15 years ago, we had a recycling consultation, and the majority of people in Saskatoon said, no, we don't want a city-run recycling program that goes to everybody's home, and you have one now. Because the way that they decide to go and make their decisions. So especially if you listen to what they were saying, Block said no levy is being discussed at this time, and if it ever was, it would be a long runway. Well, that means that the idea hasn't been abandoned. It's been just deferred, and we're being softened up. And they're saying not right now. It's not the same as saying never going to happen. And I want to let you know when the city does things, like I took a look at the budget, they're going to be getting around $12 million in the next 2 years to pay for recycling from Sask Recycles. And the vast majority of that money is going into that compost reserve to build a compost processing rather than, and while at the same time charging single family homeowners money for recycling. Mm-hmm. So they move things around all the time and lie to you about it.
So the survey that Ken is talking about is the 2025 Saskatoon Civic Satisfaction and Performance Survey that went out actually at summertime this past year. In that, one of the results was nearly 4 in 5 respondents, 78%, said the city should allocate more resources to address homelessness. And was there a willingness to essentially add value to that? So pay a levy on it. The mayor In her defense, she did throw that out on the show as something to be talked about, but she said the first time she saw that was when she was reading the results of the survey. And we know now, too, in our reporting this week, that Jeff Jorgensen, the Saskatoon city manager, said, yeah, it was his idea. He was the one who directed staff. Let's dig into this a bit more, in his words, and find out what the residents thought about homelessness. So that's where it came from. But what I can tell you is, since we have talked about it on the show, Ken is a good indication, I have yet to find one person saying, I would like a special levy off of my taxes to be going towards homelessness. I haven't had one person. I know there's some out there, clearly, because they filled out this report. But again, only 398 people took this survey. 1-877-332-8255. Break number one. And we're doing this all hour, so you've got lots of time left to give us a call. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. It's Bugs and Hugs till 11 here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You're the best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerks, though, I call them. They're running out of you.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Well, if we categorize all of the bugs and hugs for Donald Trump, because there's some people are bugged, some people are sending hugs, the text line has been busy. Jason, for example, in Saskatoon, bugged by your caller. He's misinformed on his information. And as a Trump supporter, he should know that the Department of Justice ultimately reports to Donald Trump. Nobody else. Don't fool yourself. The only information that will be released is the information that Donald wants to have released. There's lots. There's lots on Donald Trump, but there's lots not on Donald Trump as well. A hug to the South Saskatchewan Animal Clinic in Regina. We had to say goodbye to our sweet Lucy and the compassion they gave us, and the vet doctor, so empathetic and understanding. Thank you so much. That's coming from Dory in Regina. 1-877-332-8255. A few hugs I'm seeing still, of course, straggling from big fans and supporters of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, that Grey Cup victory this week. What a great conversation yesterday, if you caught it, with Trevor Harris and AJ Ouellette. They were on the Green Zone with the with Jamie and Locker, and they were talking. They were on together live, and they were just sharing such great stories. And I loved the story that Trevor Harris told about what he did the night before the Grey Cup game.
Yeah, I took a few steps onto the field, and I was just like, okay, act like you'd been there before. And I was kind of was just overcome by emotion, and that's kind of just what you saw. I haven't told anybody this, but on day four, the night before the game, I was sitting in my room just kind of reflecting, and I found myself crying. And it was just so much gratitude for what this group has meant to me, the friendships, the bonds that this team has created, and how grateful I am to play for Mark Mueller, for Coach Mace, for the green and white. And I was like, I just need to go take a walk. And so I put a hoodie on to try and not get noticed. Just took a 20-minute walk, and I just put on some gospel music, and I just sobbed. Just out of gratitude. It wasn't out of sadness. It was just so thankful to be able to play in this moment, because you grow up, and, you know, as Americans, you grow up dreaming of the Super Bowl. But I've been up here for 14 years, so that's shifted. I want to win Grey Cups. That's what I want to do. And the fact that I have kids that understand what's going on, the fact that I get to play for the team that when I was playing in Toronto, I was like, someday I want to be the quarterback of the Riders. And to be able to be in this moment was just like one of those things. I was just overcome by emotion of gratitude. And it was just such a great time going out there and just kind of reflecting real quick for those 20 minutes and just taking a nice walk.
Isn't that a great story, Trevor Harris? That's just one example of all of the great conversations they had on the Green Zone yesterday. It was such a good interview. I would encourage you to go back and give it a listen. In fact, I would suggest Jamie and Locker should replay parts of that conversation again today, because it was good. They talked about things that I've never heard them talk about anywhere else. And it was good. They were telling some great stories. It was awesome. That's for sure. 1-877-332-8255. Here's a hug for football programs in Saskatchewan, for minor football. So Regina minor football, Saskatoon minor football, to our incredible high school programs, Football Saskatchewan, we have some of the best football programs in this country, if not the best. Coaches, admin, volunteers that make these programs happen. I couldn't agree more. We are a strong football province, and we have seen that this year. The Hilltops won their national championship. Of course, the Riders with the Grey Cup. The Huskies in the Vanier Cup tomorrow. Again, a reminder, that's a 1 o'clock kickoff at Mosaic Stadium. First time ever the Vanier Cup has been hosted in Regina. Tickets are like $20, and you can even walk up to the gate tomorrow. So it's going to be a beautiful afternoon. 7 degrees, I think, in Regina is what they're projecting. So sunny and 7 degrees. If you want to walk up, it's $20 for you to get in. If you're an adult, $10 if you're 17 or under. And I think it's free if it's 5 and under. So it is a very inexpensive way to take the family to a great football game. It should be a good one. Go Huskies taking on Montreal tomorrow, 1 o'clock in the Vanier Cup. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, I want to go to the phone line. I noticed some texts on the text line along with pictures from Lee's in Weyburn, and now I've got Lee's on the phone. Thanks for calling in. You've got a bug today. Explain to me these pictures that you've sent me.
Okay, so I had an opportunity to go to Saskatoon, and we tried out a new hotel, the Alt Hotel, and we, in order to get to the underground parking, so they were full in their building, which is another bug all in and of its own, but in order to get to where you need to park, they guide you through. You have to go past the front desk and to the back door to get to the spot. On the one side of the building, all of these beautiful prints from around Saskatchewan, nature and everything beautiful about Saskatchewan. Wonderful. On the other side are these four or five dedicated photos, according to this artist slash activist person. And the feature picture is this great big blown up one with protesters, including women who are naked from the waist up, showing and throwing up a sign beside them that has ACAB and then sex. And I don't know if you know what ACAB stands for, but it's very offensive because it's indicating that all police are illegitimate children, essentially, because I know you're on a radio.
Yeah.
So I find that, first of all, very offensive because there was not a blurb underneath the photo saying, hey, this photo was taken at a protest to give it context or anything. And they made it the feature print. Had it been four or five or six photos of all of this stuff, I would have been kind of slightly annoyed that, thank you for political activism, but why is it in my hotel? Because little kids, grandmas, grandpas, me, sure. You know. But there wasn't a context to that. There was a spot where it told about who she was, but it doesn't list anything as to what these prints were taken from, where these shots were from, or why she chose these to be the feature pictures. And this one is blowing up right big. In my opinion, all it means is that the Alt Hotel is promoting that they hate police.
So did you talk to anybody in the hotel about it?
Exactly right. So at the end of my stay on checkout, I spoke to a lady. She was wonderful. And I said, I am so upset about this. There was other things that happened at the hotel, and they did address them, so I won't go into that. I'll give them credit. They addressed those. And I explained to her what it was, and she didn't know what ACAB meant. So when I told her what it is, she was naturally very upset and kind of said, oh my gosh, okay, hang on. You know, I'll talk to my assistant manager. Yeah. The regular manager's not in this weekend. No problem. So I phoned again on Monday, just asking for, have you had a chance to look at it? Yeah, I've gotten a hold of the assistant manager. I still got to get a hold of the manager. Nothing. And I called again during the middle of the week. Nothing. And I called again this morning. So I've given it 2 days in between.
Right.
And I'm still being told we still have to speak to the manager. He's busy right now. Can we call you back?
Well, I do look forward to maybe a follow-up. Maybe, Lise, we can connect in a week from now. Hopefully you've heard back and we can get a bit of a follow-up into the context of it. But I appreciate you calling in. And thanks for the, you did it very well because she texted in the pictures so we could see the visual and then talk about these disturbing images that she saw at this hotel. That's what Bugs and Hugs is all about. What is it for you? Something that's happened this week that's got you going? Maybe it's good. Maybe it's bad. We're taking your calls, your texts, right up until 11 o'clock here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Woo! Come on, everybody. Give it up. do the world a favor, pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Because they're all good kids until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs
for Alibi Vodka.
Lots of people saying never too early to put up Christmas decorations. Appreciate those who are on that side of this discussion. We started that actually during open lines. I mentioned last night, I was shocked at how many homes, as I was driving, it was about 9 o'clock at night, so it's dark. Homes had their front drapes either open or maybe the drapes there, but you could see through them and the sparkling lights of their Christmas tree up in their front room, ready for Christmas on, well, yesterday was November 20th. Too early? Some say yes, like the Grinch, Murray Wood, my boss, who says, we don't put it up till it's got to be 2 weeks or under till Christmas, and then I think they rip it down on Boxing Day. We tend to be, it's not going to be up before Remembrance Day, but anytime after that is fair game. We don't have it up yet, but I'm guessing Sunday will be the day we get some Christmas decorations out, get it decorated, and then they usually stay up well through Christmas. Probably down before New Year's. So sometime that week between the two. Anyway, on Bugs and Hugs, there's a lot of hugs for those that have already got the Christmas decorations up. A bug from David in Regina. It's pretty rich that a traitorous president like Trump is calling for the hanging of those that have served their country. He is unfit as a president, and the fact that he can actually say the things that he does and gets away with them shows how far society has actually fallen. This is the most corrupt administration in the history of the United States. Dave, thanks for the text. Now, Judy in Mooseman says she's bugged and worried listening to a top political commentator from the United States say that the United States has reached step 7 or 8 of the 9 indicators on how close they are to a civil war. One of the last steps is when the states and the federal government oppose each other. Judy fears that they're pushing closer to a civil war every day. 1-877-332-8255. What would you like to talk about on Bugs and Hugs? What is on your mind? Let's go to Kelly in Tisdale. Thanks for calling in. I know you've got a bug, Kelly. Let's hear it.
Good morning, Evan. First of all, kudos for the Christmas decorations. I like seeing the lights and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
that's good.
I'll start with a bug, but don't let me go before I give a hug because I have a very important hug about. But my bug, and there's a few of them lately, but my biggest bug is just the federal government and how they're handling everything in Canada right now. And the biggest bug I have is our own premier not digging his heels in and standing up to them like Danielle is next door in Alberta. I really give her a lot of credit for what she's doing, and people don't like her. There's people that don't like Danielle, and I can't figure that out because she is digging her heels in and saying, no, this isn't good enough. This isn't good enough. She is working for that province, and I think we need to get Scott Moe more attached to her and the view of doing the same thing for Saskatchewan instead of trying to work out deals. These guys are not going to take any bills away to get us our resources freed up and stuff. They're not going to do it. So
can I just ask, is there something particular? Yeah. Like I look at what Scott Moe and the province have done with, for example, the carbon tax, which I know is now about a year old, but even the firearms issue, I mean, it feels like they are standing up to the feds.
Yeah, there are some things they're doing, but they're trying to work with them at the same time, and they're kind of like there's so much going on in the background, like, and especially like, and when I watch what Danielle's doing, like some of the big issues with our resources and how we have to get the resources from Saskatchewan and Alberta freed up again so that we can bring our economy back, and it's just not going to happen with this federal government, and I want Scott to just dig in a little more with her on that, and that's where I'm standing with that. And I think I don't know if there's enough people seeing the same views, but he is doing some small things that are good, but on the big front, like, let's do some work there.
Okay, let's get your hug in before I have to move on, Kelly.
Well, the hug is for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I was going to say Corey Mace, but I have to change it to the whole team because this was a weird year. Like, they had a good record, but I felt uncomfortable watching some games, but this team is so full of class, even starts with the coaching and goes all the way down. These guys gave it all their best all year, And even some of the games where they weren't looking that great, they stuck it out and they won some close games. The defense, kudos to the defense. They played a hell of a year.
Yeah.
And these guys, I can't say enough about them. Like, to bring this Grey Cup home to Saskatchewan is amazing. And they deserve a lot of credit for that.
I couldn't agree with you more, Kelly. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate you weighing in today on Bugs and Hugs. We had a great chat with Chief. Why do I keep saying Chief? Coach Corey Mace. Maybe he should be Chief. Maybe that's the next step. Coach Corey Mace on the program yesterday, and of course Trevor Harris and AJ Ouellette on the Green Zone as well. Really good conversations on the show yesterday, and we appreciate them stopping by the studio. Okay, let's keep going. Bugs and Hugs. I'm going to go to Chris in Regina next. And Chris, you've got one of each. Let's start with your bug.
Good morning, Evan. Thanks for taking my call. My bug is Canada Post.
Okay.
They have now on two occasions dropped off parcels, packages, which have not had signature at delivery. And these are insured, signature required, and they just drop them off. And, you know, the contents are valued over $1,000.
Yikes.
And when I contact the sender, the merchant, they indicate that they've had these before. And basically Canada Post has kind of just shrugged when stuff has gone missing and said, yeah, too bad, whatever.
Mm.
And then stuff goes missing. And, of course, they have to pay for the contents. And then we start all over again with the shipping.
Have you followed up with them on this, Chris?
I have tried, but on two occasions so far, I have been stuck in that, you know, press one, press
oh,
two.
Yeah, yeah, the blah, call blah, tree. Blah,
and then I'm sitting on hold for 20 minutes. And at that point, like, I've had to sort of say, okay, well, I'm kind of stuck for time now. I've got to carry on with something else. So, yeah, so I've tried, but I don't get very far. And, you know, the last vendor here that I talked to a couple of days ago, he said, yeah, he's had similar, but he said, all you're going to get is a shoulder shrug and a polite way of saying, we don't really give a damn.
Well, typically what happens when someone brings up a topic like you just did, Chris, is the text line will light up with other people. So I'll be curious to keep an eye on the text line and see if others are sharing your concern with this delivery method. But I want to give you a chance for your hug quickly before I move on. What have you got?
Just quickly, the hug goes to Regina's dog park. There's a new committee or I guess caretaker president for Old Pug, which is sort of the Facebook name of the group.
Okay.
And there's some great initiatives seems to be underway, and they're making some good maintenance choices, and so I'm really pleased to see that things are happening and in a positive way.
That's good.
And it's too bad that it's not the city, because I personally think it's still part of the city property and they should be maintaining it. But kudos for them stepping up and doing such a great job.
Good stuff, Chris. Thanks so much for calling in, taking the time to call in. We're going to grab one more call before our next break, and I'm going to go to Michael in Saskatoon. What's on your mind this Friday, Michael?
Well, I didn't think I could get more fired up from our Grey Cup win on Sunday. And then when I heard on your show on Wednesday that people were complaining about the riders drinking in public and having a few swears in their speeches. Oh my God. I was just
gotcha.
I kept trying to call in, but it was busy. And I was like, oh my God, like, this is just driving me bonkers.
Yeah.
But like, you look at the Florida Panthers Stanley Cup thing, you might as well have been previewing WrestleMania.
Yeah, there was a couple of hijinks there, wasn't there? Ours looked tame.
Oh, for absolutely. And none of those guys were drunk. They were just having a few pilsners.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we do in Saskatchewan.
That is what we do in Saskatchewan. You're right. And I mean, I agree with you. I was pretty open about that on the show. I was not bothered in the least by anything that I saw that day. And I know there were some people critical of me saying, hey, you're a former chief of police. You should be. Look, it's It's a celebratory parade, and there are lots of ways in which it was safe. There was no danger, you know. So you move on.
And this only happens every the last one was 12 years.
Well, let's hope it's more common than that, Michael. I'd love to see it happen again next year.
Exactly. Like, I got a rider tattoo on my leg after the last Grey Cup, and I thought I was going to get the jinx for a little bit, longer. So it's good. And then my hug is going out to the people of Saskatoon and Regina. No riots, I don't think there was any arrests.
None.
I saw one guy was climbing a light post in Regina.
That happens on a regular Tuesday night, Michael.
Oh, it happens in Saskatoon, too.
Yeah, it's not the worst.
I mean, and the cops were there. They got him down, and that was it.
Yeah.
So, hats off to them and the riders for a great season. And
right on.
They definitely like to make things interesting, but in the end, they pulled it out.
Sure did. You bet. Thanks so much for the call, Michael. Okay, let's take our last break. We'll come back. We're going to wrap up our Bugs and Hugs here this morning. Lots of still great texts coming in and some good calls. 1-877-332-8255. Love to hear from you as we wrap up Bugs and Hugs here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Super duper. That's nice.
That's awesome.
Way to go. Neato game.
Oh, that is you coward.
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
Phone number is the same as the text, 1-877-332-8255. We've been talking off and on this morning about when it's appropriate to start decorating for Christmas. Lots of people have Christmas decorations up. I'd say the consensus is it's got to be after Remembrance Day. Ross, a regular message and texter from Viscount with a text saying, hey, as long as you don't put your Christmas decorations up before Remembrance Day, I'm okay with it. And Ross also sent us a picture. Dad's last game was the 13th man game, but he was with me to watch the Owls lose this time. He's got a picture of him holding a picture of his pops. That's a good pick. Thanks so much, Ross. Terry also saying, as long as it's after Remembrance Day, have at her. I would have had mine up earlier if we weren't so busy, but usually ends up waiting till the 23rd or 24th. Hugs to everybody who has them up now. 1-877-332-8255. Cal, if I were to come by your place in Oxbow, are there Christmas decorations up yet?
Good morning, Evan. Well, there isn't yet. We've got our lights out yet, but you know what? My wife and I noticed the same thing. The town of Oxbow, there's so many more lights up early,
yeah.
And the weather has been so beautiful down here. So even on, people were respectful and waited till after Remembrance Day, but there were lots of people right, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we're already starting to put up decorations after the Remembrance Day events were over with.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot out right now.
I think the warm weather, especially for the outdoor stuff, obviously is incentive. Although I did see someone on the text line said, it's hard for me to put a Christmas tree up with no snow on the ground. In parts of the province, your area is a good example. You've got no snow, Cal.
Oh, it's hoodie weather out here. It's beautiful down here. It's excellent. Yeah.
Not short of snow up in Saskatoon and in kind of the more central part of the province, but nonetheless, no. It sounds like it's coming next week. Okay, I know you called in with a bug. What have you got, Cal?
Well, I've got lots of bugs. I mean, I could list them for you, Evan, but I won't. But the one thing I want to just throw out there for people to look up, they should be looking up Bill C-S-206 if you don't think that our federal government is a left-leaning organization. But the thing that really bugged me this morning was the conversation with Champlain. They are never going to work with the West. If you notice, Evan, you asked him those questions, and he never once uttered the words oil and gas.
I even went back to him, Cal. I even went back to him to try and, yeah.
They refuse to even utter those words, and they will not work with the West. And we continue to hope and hope and hope. We've been hoping for 150 years since Confederation. Now these hypocrites get on a plane, because they're so worried about the climate, fly all the way to the United Arab Emirates, but they'll take their dirty oil money and invest it in Canada. But we won't work to grow our own oil industry within our own borders. It just makes no sense to me that we even think that they're going to work with us out west.
Well, to get your blood boiling a bit more, we're actually going to replay part of that conversation with Francois-Philippe Champagne coming up just after noon. I only have 30 seconds, Harold, but I'm doing my best to get you on very quickly. What is your hug?
Well, I want to say it was quite a delight just being at the grounds there and connecting with a lot of the seniors, because they remember the 1966 first Grey Cup.
So you're saying you were at the Grey Cup parade?
Yes, I was at the ledge before. Good. And then I was disappointed in the way it went with the alcohol. But I'm so thankful they got on CTV and apologized today. The coach did, and so did the players. So I give a big hug for them for apologizing the way they acted on that celebration.
Yeah. They were pumped, they were excited, they were proud to bring it home for Saskatchewan, Harold, and I think we're all very proud of that team for sure, so I appreciate you calling in. All right, let's take a break and get ready to bring our friend Belton Johnson on. It's Eaton Time, coming up next here, 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.